بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم تذیر تک نام آف عارف باللہ حضرت اقدس مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ تائٹل ایز تجھ پہ فدا اے خاک شہر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو یہ ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیداں سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو یہ ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد this beautiful bayan of our honorable Rasul Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Ablaze Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Markazahu As Hazrat has mentioned, every poem of Hazrat is teaching us our object and purpose of life, how to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impossible without the love of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus we can only learn from the feet of our mashayikh, etc. And this is why we come here. So Hazrat is teaching us that to understand the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will have to understand the details of that. That fida tushbe, eh khaki madina. That our lives be sacrificed just on the soil of Medina, where Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treaded. And then his loyal followers, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah ta'ala chose to be the true followers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah ta'ala made the nizam that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to leave Makkah to Mukarrama and go to Medina to Mudawwara and from there spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah ta'ala made that Allah ta'ala, Hazrat says here, Mubarak tujhe, e arz-e Medina, Nabi ka shahar hai, ye shahr-e Medina, that very blessed, oh, the ground of Medina to Munawwara. After all, whose sati is this? This is the sati of our honorable beloved Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina to Munawwara, left all his belongings, all what sacrifices, family, everything Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to leave and come to Medina to Munawwara, and that also not to stay in peace, but to for his great mission to spread Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how to become the obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat is further teaching us here, Tere paas jab Sayyid-e do jahan hai sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na kyun rush ke akhlaq ho fir Medina. That oh, the ground of Medina to Munawwara, when by you is resting, and by you the great personality has put his foot, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his honorable, very Mubarak feet was present in Medina to Munawwara, then why is it that not the heavens will be envying this part of the earth? And till today, even Jannat envies this part of the earth, where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. Because presently Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not in Jannat, but in Medina to Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there, and that is part of Jannat. So we also want to be, as beautifully our Hazrat has taught us, that when we enter the Rawza-e Pak, and that area is called Rawzatul Jannah, that, oh Allah, when you have entered anybody into Jannah, then you will never kick anybody out of Jannah. So Allah keep us in the Amal of Jannah, that is to be the loyal servants of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every footstep of our life, we are concerned, am I living my life in that way that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And that is the only way to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains the beautiful scene of Medina to Munawwara, tere sabze gumbad pe alam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen Medina, that oh, the green dome alone, forget the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond our imagination. What closeness he has got to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every moment how Allah ta'ala has granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam great honor. And even now, every second Allah's special mercies are descending upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says, Tere sabz gumbad pe alam fida hai. That O Madinat Munawwara, that beautiful green dome, beneath which is resting the King of Kings, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the King of both the worlds, the King of Insan and Jinnat, because of his resting and that Noor, and of Allah Ta'ala that is descending and the Rahmat, that it is as if the heavens are kissing the ground of Medina to Munawwara. And Malaika are there every split second, all coming with durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Myself, all of us should ponder and think, how much durood are we sending upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is only through the fikr and concern of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we find ourselves that Allah ta'ala has granted us iman, and we are taking the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are all worried that through the barakah of our shaykh, how we gain this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further Hazrat explains, do you understand what is the city of Medina to Munawwara? Tere zarra zarra nishani nabi hai, في لا تشتي خاكي شهر مدينة. That O city of Medina to Munawwara, every speck of sand upon you, it is the sign of the very, very blessed personality of beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came with a mission not to rest in Medina to Munawwara, but how the nur of Hidayat can spread throughout the world. And what effort Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, that Allahu Akbar, forget our lives we sacrifice upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the beautiful, splendid sand of Medina to Munawwara, which is so honorable and so blessed, upon which our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treaded. Then his loyal servants, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they came into the fold of Islam, and they realized that what a great gift Allah ta'ala has given them, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, then they became so loyal, and so they gave their lives for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only for the pleasure of Allah. Hazrat says, take an example, that where are me and you today? Uhud ke ye daaman mein, khune shaheeda, sabak de raha hai wafai Medina. That what is the great lesson of the loyalty of Medina to Munawwara? In other words, the loyalty of being the true slave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that take a lesson from the lap of where the mount of Uhud is. We find there the great shuhada, the uncle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, and who gave their lives for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are all resting there. Today, sadly, that has become like a picnic place. People go there and we don't take a lesson and realize that how these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were prepared to give their lives, but they will not sacrifice one sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything, whatever they did, so much so, under all odds, if we listen to the incident of the Sulh Hudaybiyah, how Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their hearts were torn apart. But a person like Miqdad ibn Aswad radiallahu says that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not be like the Bani Israel and say, Izhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila, that you and your Rabb go, we will sit here behind. We will be what you tick and turn. At every juncture, if you tell us to jump from the mountain, we'll jump. And that is the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum Allah chose. So we also have to get an iota of this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from our shaykh and our mashayikh. That how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum gave their lives and at the lap of Mount Uhud, which is such a blessed mountain, the mountain of Jannah. And yeah, we should realize that these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala are resting. What is their honorable position? And because of their sacrifices, under the guidance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki, ki Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ke kadamo se khakina Medina. It is a sign of the greatness, of the splendor of Islam, that what effort Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, and pulled them all out of the how they were in the darkness of tyranny, oppression, in the darkness of shirk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulled them out, and we saw how they followed in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Iman penetrated their heart, wherever they walked on the face of the earth, people looked at them and accepted Islam. People came into Islam by just seeing the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Hazrat is saying that the footsteps of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are filled, all the ground of Medina Sharif is filled with the footsteps of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Today we don't understand the great honor of Medina to Munawwara. All the outward buildings and outward splendor of dunya has distracted us and made us unmindful. And we should not be forgetting that that was the soil where Sahaba radiallahu anhum treaded. And we have to have every moment respect and begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness that we don't know the honor and the respect of Medina to Munawwara. We all, Allah take us all. But first of all, Allah Ta'ala purify the lands of Haramain Sharifain, Baitul Maqdis. That when we have turned away from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the darkness has spread in the world. We have to come back onto the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then see automatically, batil will disappear and Allah Ta'ala will give again honor to the Muslims. Allah has promised, one to mul alone in kuntum mu'mineen. That, O Muslims, you are only the worthy ones to be dominating the earth. And the object is not to have rulership over any country. The object is that Islam must spread throughout the world. The commands of Allah Ta'ala, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which will bring peace and happiness and goodness, and the rights of everybody will be fulfilled. Everybody will be worried, am I fulfilling the rights of the next person? Not everybody like the West are teaching us the tricks of shaitan, that claim your rights and don't worry if you fulfill the rights of others. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us, Allah is not going to question us, did your wife fulfill your rights? Allah is going to ask me, did you fulfill the rights of your wife, your children, your associates, etc. Even the rights of animals, etc. So Hazrat teaches us here finally how beautifully, what great lesson we should take from the effort of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhum, and as it comes down, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, and today we are so fortunate, we have our Mashayikh in our Masjid, that we follow in their footsteps, which is according to the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says, if you want to also reach that destination of Sahaba, then wafadari upar Sahaba Radiallahu Ki Akhtar, hey tariq, roshan hai ye shahr Madina. Hazrat addressing himself, but his address for me and you, that read the history of Madina to Munawwara, read the sirat of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, read Hayat al-Sahaba, the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. You will see the blessed splendor of Madina to Munawwara is because of their loyalty of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That they remain firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No matter where they went in the world, they did not sacrifice any aspect of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu ta'ala had a Dastar Khan in a foreign land, and somebody nudges him when he's picking up a morsel from the Dastar Khan. They're nudging him that this is not appropriate. These people are, so to say, up-to-date people. Whereas he said that, what do they know of reality? Atruku sunnat habibi liha ulail humaqa. That these are foolish people. Anybody who don't know the value of the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and doesn't make an effort to bring sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives, such a person, Allah save me, are the fools of the world. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that we come out of this darkness, and the only way, we are all crying, Allah free Palestine, Allah Ta'ala purify Haramain Sharifain. But as Allah teaches me myself first, that if I come right, bring sunnahs in my life, and sunnahs are not just this outward dressing, the reality of the sunnahs of the heart, purify our heart, not have hatred, malice for anybody, and be concerned that I must bring sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my life, automatically nur will come in our life. Automatically peace and happiness will come in every home. And then see, automatically the kuffar will automatically subdue themselves, and they realize the only way to love is under the proper khilafat that was in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr now, and carried on right till Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, and after that also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we turn back to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and beg Allah Ta'ala to give us an iota of the loyalty of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and always show great respect to these great men of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. We are doing the chapter of income and expenditure. Person is also part of deen, how a person earns and how a person spends his wealth in the part of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Among the noble ways of earning a living is farming. Much significance of farming has been mentioned in the hadith. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whatever man, animal or bird eats from any tree or farm planted by a Muslim, its owner receives the thawab of sadaqah thereby. Anas radiallahu anhu narrated a long lengthy hadith. Then a man from amongst the Ansar came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and requested something. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent someone to bring a mug and a mat from one house. These items Nabi alayhi wa sallam auctioned amongst the Sahaba. With the money obtained from the items, Nabi alayhi wa sallam bought some food and an axe. Giving this to the Ansar, Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, go to the forest, cut wood and sell it. This is better for you than begging, which will be a blot of disgrace on your face on the day of Qiyamah. This hadith establishes that a lawful occupation, no matter how inferior, is better than begging.
asking is a disgrace, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is why Nabi alayhi salam has also mentioned, Allah ta'ala loves a believer who engages in lawful means of earning a living. A halal trade or any halal means of earning should not be despised. Many people consider certain forms of earning as lowly and look down upon such people. The Hadith Sharif in stating Allah's love for the believer who earns a halal livelihood clearly implies the dignity of labor and brings out the great significance of earning one's living, irrespective of how lowly and inferior the work may seem in the eyes of worldly people. It is in a person's own interest that he saves up some money so he may be saved from worry and despondency. It is a fact that most people are not able to undergo hardship. When in need of money, they resort to practices which are haram. It is therefore necessary to abstain from waste and at the same time save up money. There is nothing wrong in saving. According to the Hadith, even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give his wives expenses at one time for the whole year. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised the Sahaba radiallahu anhu to retain some wealth, as this is better for peace of mind. This was specifically stated by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu, who had expressed his desire to contribute all of his money in the path of Allah ta'ala. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I detest a man who is useless. He is neither engaged in any worldly activity nor any activity of the akhirat. Laziness and inactivity are detestable attributes. A man who is not engaged in deeni work should involve himself in some worldly lawful activity and earn his livelihood. He should not remain idle and waste away his life. On the other hand, those fully involved in deeni activities should place their trust in Allah Ta'ala. He is the provider. He will most certainly provide for them. Workers of the deen should not be in the least worried in regard to their rosy sustenance. Extravagance or waste is evil. The Sharia prohibits waste. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, do not waste. The wasters are the brothers of Shaitan. In the Hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah hates that you destroy, He detests that you destroy wealth. It is by means of wasting. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, walk along the middle path. This means the path of moderation. Moderation in spending is the instruction of Islam. Spend only when necessary. If people are moderate in expenditure and abstain from extravagance, israf, they will never be dependent on others. They will not be forced to ask others, thereby bringing disgrace upon themselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to ask is disgrace. Overspending and failing to budget one's income leads to debt, which in turn brings disgrace, worry and frustration. People are financially ruined, and along with the worldly ruin comes by spiritual ruin as well. And amongst the worst of calamities is debt, especially if a person doesn't have means to pay it off. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave great warnings in regard to unpaid debt. Even martyrdom is no absolution for debt. A shaheed will be forgiven for all his sins but debt. Debt will be demanded even in the year after. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I take an oath by that being in whose possession is my life, that the man who is in debt will not enter Jannah, even if he is martyred in the path of Allah, then resurrected and again martyred, then again resurrected and again martyred. He will not enter Jannah until his debt is paid. However, there are exceptions. If the debt was incurred on account of a real need, and one has the intention of paying, and at the same time makes effort to pay, then the warning in the hadith will not apply to such a debt. In such a case, if a person tried his utmost, Allah Ta'ala will settle the rights of the creditors on behalf of the sincere debtor who was unable to pay. The discussion in this section shows that wealth, if acquired lawfully and spent in accordance with the Sharia, is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth becomes an evil when acquired and used against the Sharia. When wealth, like even wives and children, stop one's spiritual development and interferes with one's deeni life, then indeed it will be evil. In Surah Taghabun, Allah Ta'ala refers to one's family as one's enemy. This applies when the family obstructs one in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The same reasoning will apply to wealth. The ayat mentioning that family can be one's enemy also states that wealth can be one's enemy. Thus, when one's family and wealth causes one to forget the akhirat, they will be one's enemies. Therefore, the believer should make use of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala like an obedient slave and not a rebellious traitor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the feet to make up.